Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your teacher and host, Eddie Hyatt. I am here in Grapevine, Texas, and so glad you've joined me today. Hey, we're going to begin a series on the Holy Spirit. And if you have any questions, comments that you would like to share with me, I encourage you to do it by email. Go to my website, eddiehyatt.com, and there on the homepage you will see a click for my email. You can also communicate with me on Facebook. I welcome you to follow me on Facebook, and you can message me there. But if you have any comments, you have any questions, if these episodes are being a blessing to you, I'd love to hear about it. Also glad to ask any questions, pray with you about any needs or concerns that you may have. Now, we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit is very prominent in the life of Jesus and in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, in Paul's epistles. The Holy Spirit is very prominent. The Holy Spirit is the very life of the church in the New Testament. Not programs, not institutions, this or that, but the Holy Spirit himself. And I use himself, the personal pronoun, because the Holy Spirit is a person. If you want to speak in Trinitarian terms, he's the third person of the triune Godhead. And so I would like to begin by looking at what Jesus said about the Holy Spirit. But I also would like to point out that Jesus himself was filled with the Holy Spirit. I have a manual here that one of these days maybe I will publish it, but I have taught from this manual in the past, so I'm opening it up. Lesson 4 is the Holy Spirit in the life of Jesus. So I'm going to turn over to that. You know, I wasn't planning to talk about this, but as I started talking, it just seems that this is very, very important to talk about the Holy Spirit in the life of Jesus. And let's read a passage. Reach over here for my Bible. I mean, things are just, ideas and thoughts are just flowing here this morning as we're talking about the Holy Spirit. Now, I want to read to you a passage that the Holy Spirit brought alive to me in the very early days of my walk with the Lord and in my calling. This story I'm going to tell you happened before I married Sue. I don't know, may have been before we met. I was at Christ for the Nations. I think it was before we met. I think it was my first year at Christ for the Nations Institute. So this was probably 1974. And the passage that was made alive to me was Luke chapter 4 and verse 18. And it says, that's not the one. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Let's look. Oh, it's verse 14. Luke chapter 4, verse 14. It says, Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. Wow. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. Now, you will remember that Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist in the Jordan River. And when he came up out of the water, the Holy Spirit descended upon him in the form of a dove. A dove is one of the many symbols of the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit came down upon Jesus. It is very interesting that there is no biblical record of Jesus ever performing a miracle, ever casting out of a demon, ever healing anyone during the first 30 years of his life. But after this event, when he was baptized in water by John the Baptist, and then the Holy Spirit came down upon him, he began his ministry. And a ministry that was filled with life, with miracles, with healings, with changed lives. Oh, how we need the Holy Spirit. Now, Jesus is God. Jesus is God incarnate. But for the sake of our salvation and being our example, Jesus laid aside his deity when he came to this earth. Paul talks about this in Philippians chapter 2, verse 7. It said, the old King James says, he made himself of no reputation. Of no reputation is one, translated from one Greek word, kenosis, which literally means to empty out. The Greek literally says that he emptied out himself. Even though he was God, he was in the form of God, Paul says that he emptied out himself for that time of his sojourn on this earth. And so he functioned in the power, as a human being, in the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, I know that the miracles, especially in John's gospel, are presented as signs, and signs to get people's attention and to lead them to faith in Christ. But if we go so far as to say that Jesus performed miracles to prove his deity, it breaks down along the way, because Mark tells us in his gospel how that Jesus, he went back to his hometown of Nazareth, and Mark says he could there do no mighty works because of their unbelief. So if his miracles were all done out of his deity to convince people of his deity, his hometown of Nazareth is where, more than any place else, they should have been done, because they didn't believe in him. They were full of unbelief, and he could there do no mighty work because of their unbelief. And so Jesus has a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Now, this passage is in the context of Jesus going to the wilderness after the baptism of John and the Holy Spirit coming upon him. He went into the wilderness where he was tempted for 40 days by Satan, and he fasted during this time. But then he came out of the wilderness in the power of the Spirit, not in his own strength, not in his own power, but in the power of the Spirit. Now, the context of my experience where the Lord made this very alive to me, God, as a young man, God had called me supernaturally into the ministry. And maybe I'll tell that story in another episode. But God had supernaturally called me, and I had experienced great manifestations of his presence and power. But things were not opening up. My ministry wasn't taking off like I felt it should be. And like, you know, I'd had prophecies given to me and so on, you know, that indicated that all of these things were going to happen. This wasn't happening. So I was trying to make it happen. I was fasting. I was praying. I even fasted one Christmas day. I thought that would really get God's attention. Now, I wasn't doing this because God was leading me to. I was doing it out of my own flesh, trying to twist God's arm and make God, you know, give me a great ministry. And so I came to the place where I was exhausted. I was worn out. And this particular day, I had enrolled in Bible school at Christ for the Nations in Dallas, Texas. So this was probably, I'm going to guess, in the spring of 1974. I can still picture it. I was in the prayer room, and I was lying on my face on the floor. And I was lamenting to God and saying, God, I'm give out. I can't do it. I don't have the strength. I can't do it. I'm worn out. And all of a sudden, I saw this little mini vision of Luke 4:14, where Jesus returned. He came out of the wilderness. He returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. And I guess, you know, I had read this before, probably multiple times, but I'd always thought of it as Jesus came out in the power of the Spirit, you know, and, you know, the power of God was just flowing out of him and running off the end of his fingers, and he was grabbing this one and healing them and grabbing this one and delivering them and so on. But man, this time I saw it totally different. He came out not in his own strength. that those 40 days in the wilderness, his own strength had been abated and had been diminished. And he came out, not on his own strength, not in his own power, but in the power of the Spirit, totally yielded to the Holy Spirit. And as I was lying there seeing this, I call it a mini vision of Jesus coming out, and I was seeing it in this new fashion, like an arrow from heaven. Shoo, there came a passage from the Song of Solomon that I was not even all that familiar with. But these words, who is this who comes out of the wilderness leaning on her beloved? She comes out of the wilderness, not in her own strength. In the wilderness is a place where your strength is abated. The wilderness is a place that is barren. And if you survive in the wilderness, you'll either die or you'll learn to trust completely on God. You'll either die or you'll learn to lean on your beloved. Who is this who comes out of the wilderness leaning on her beloved? And I want to say to you, I'm probably speaking to somebody today. You feel like you're in a wilderness. You feel like you're in a barren land. Well, I want to tell you, my friend, let this be a time where you learn to lean hard on God. You learn to yield yourself completely to His Holy Spirit. You will come out of your wilderness, but you will come out leaning on your beloved, totally yielded to the Holy Spirit. And what God showed me through that little experience, it just happened very quickly. But there was so much packed in to that one brief moment. And I knew that the key for myself, for success in ministry, was not how long I could fast. It wasn't dependent on my own works. It was dependent on me developing and nurturing a sensitivity to the Holy Spirit and learning to be totally yielded to Him and to respond to His most gentle promptings. Oh, yes, Jesus came out of the wilderness and He returned to Galilee in the power, totally yielded to the Holy Spirit. Oh, this is where the church needs to be today. This is where you and I must be today. I pray for you today that you will be encouraged and that you will yield yourself right now. Say to God, I yield myself to your Holy Spirit, O Lord. I choose to lean upon you and trust completely in you. Thank you for leading me and guiding and ordering my steps, O Lord. In Jesus' name. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. We're talking about the Holy Spirit. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. EddieHyatt.com. You'll find a lot of helpful resources there, including a bookstore, articles, links to a blog, links to a YouTube channel, and there are various things that you will find, and I'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow. God bless you.